Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS Sports Radio, and you are locked in to the JR Sport Brief show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and you need a simple way to get it, Rocket can. A big shout out to super producer and host Dave Shepard, and thank you to everybody listening all over North America. This is hour number two of the show. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. You can listen on your local affiliate. And if you got a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's Monday, or it's not Monday. Hey, Shep, I'm screwing up, man. I think it's Monday.
Feels like Monday. It's how fast the week's going by.
I guess it's because of another one of these ass whoopings. It's Thursday. It's Thursday night football. And right now, just waiting for the bleeding to stop, waiting for the final whistle to be blown, as San Francisco has a 21-6 lead over the Seattle Seahawks. There's 5 minutes left in the game. Seattle has the ball. What they'll do with it, probably nothing. And San Francisco, with a victory tonight, they will clinch the NFC West. They will go on to have a record of 10-4. Seattle will fall to 7-7. Another game where they have difficulty moving the football, especially on the ground. And Kyle Shanahan, I guess he looks like another genius. He looks like a genius again when you think about Brock Purdy. As of right now, 217 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and the Seahawks, pretty miserable. Just throwing the ball, trying to keep up, just trying to maintain things here. Geno Smith set to throw the ball 38 times, 173 yards. That's it. On the ground, they have 68. And so when this game is finished and concluded, we'll talk about it. Definitely get into Brock Purdy and what he's looked like. Absolutely amazing for a dude who no one heard about a month ago. And the Niners are they're just rolling. They had three starting quarterbacks. And one of them, we have no idea what he would have looked like. Trey Lance, no clue. Jimmy Garoppolo holding down the fort. Brock Purdy comes on through, and it doesn't seem that they're necessarily even missing a beat here. We'll talk about it. If you want to holler at me here on CBS Sports Radio, we got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. We unfortunately had to open up the show and give you an update on Steph Curry. Looks like he'll be out for a month away from the Golden State Warriors, trying to get his shoulder injury all healed up. The Warriors are currently 14-15. They are already 0-3 without Steph Curry this year. They're in the midst of a 6-game road trip. The Warriors look like hot garbage. The best thing that they can hope for is that a young player can up his game or maybe potentially become attractive to someone who wants to, maybe dip into the trade market. Lamar Jackson He's still out with his own knee injury. Still on a week-to-week basis. He's not going to play right now against Cleveland. Tyler Huntley, who was in concussion protocol, he's out of concussion protocol. He'll go ahead and he'll get the start. And then we updated you on Bobby Petrino. No longer at Missouri State. He gets a call. He's now the offensive coordinator for UNLV. Hopefully Bobby Petrino stays off of the strip, and hopefully he stays away from young women that he has no business being around. It's a hard, hard knock life. It's hard to get back into the big leagues. It's hard to get punched down. I mean, even in another regard, the first example that comes to my mind right now is like Dwight Howard. Shep, where's he in? The Philippines? Thailand? He's in Thailand, right?
Either, you know what? I should know this. I'm pretty sure it's China.
No, he's not in China.
Dwight Howard?
Dwight Howard, not China.
Then it's definitely Thailand, yeah.
Who plays basketball in Thailand, Dwight Howard?
I couldn't. China. Let me verify this.
No, he's not in. It's not China. Not at all. Dwight Howard, it's tough, and a lot of that, unfortunately, has to do with his personality, his reputation. People don't want to deal with him. He could still play in the league, too.
Yeah, Dwight Taiwan. Howard, yep.
He's in Taiwan. Okay, so we were both wrong. What did I say? The Philippines? What was the other one?
Yeah, Philippines and China. Well, we had the right continent, though.
Philippines, Thailand, China, but he's in Taiwan.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, if you give it a bunch of years, maybe Taiwan will be China, but that's a different conversation for another day. Dwight Howard isn't the only dude trying to get back into the NBA, showcase his skills. Carmelo Anthony was in the news this week, and it's not because he's out here lobbying to, you know, play in the league again. It's because his son, who plays for Christ the King in New York City, Queens, New York, Carmelo Anthony's son was on ESPN2 playing against LeBron James' kids, both of them, Bronny and Bryce, Sierra Canyon. And so this game took place in Los Angeles. And LeBron's boys, this is crazy to say, but come on, people don't necessarily know the teams. Sierra Canyon won 62-51 over Carmelo's son's team, Christ the King. And so Bronny James, the one who is, I guess we should get a college decision or some decision out of him sooner than later, had 12.6 rebounds, 3 assists. Kyan, who is Carmelo's son, he had 8 points in the loss, and his son is also, I believe, a year or two younger than Bronny James. And so this game was on ESPN2 earlier this week, and it was just, this is years. Oh, it has to be almost 20 years to the day that LeBron James was on ESPN2 playing in high school. And this wasn't your ordinary basketball game. Kim Kardashian was there. She's friends with Lala Anthony, Carmelo Anthony's ex-wife. Scottie Pippen was there. One of Scottie's boys plays also on Sierra Canyon. And so this wasn't your regular high school basketball game. And so these dudes are getting a lot of attention. I mean, Bronny James has been in the spotlight for the past few years. I've seen him play in person in the NBA, junior NBA league. He's in commercials now. Both Bronny and Bryce have name, image, and likeness deals. Yeah, they're kids, but the dad is LeBron. Why not make money off of it? They're already in a family business. LeBron James, he said that already. Bronny, he's not afraid of being in the spotlight. He's no punk. He's not being exploited. He's made for this.
He's so unfazed, and he does, nothing bothers him really at all. Just a kid who, you know, loves playing a game of basketball, but, you know, love being a big brother, love being a role model, you know, to his generation. And, you know, it's pretty cool that he's able to experience some of the things that I was able to experience, you know. But at the end of the day, he's creating his own path and creating his own name and legacy. So I love that more than anything.
Yeah, obviously not to the level of LeBron James, but when your dad is one of the most famous people on earth, when your dad is probably, not probably, the most famous active player in the NBA right now, I assume you would be used to some of the spotlight. That this is something that he's grown into, that he didn't just wake up and they put a flashlight on the guy. He's kind of grown into it. And either way, one way or another, if he's made to be a star or made to play basketball in the league, I think he's going to do it on his own talent and skill, and less because his last name is James. Is that going to help get him in the door? Absolutely. He's on television right now because his last name is James. He'll get a better opportunity because his last name is James. But if he cannot hack it, ain't nobody going to keep him around. LeBron James, they'll probably play basketball together or pick a team, but LeBron ain't going to play forever. If Bronny James isn't worth it, they're not going to keep him. They're going to give him the boot just like they would any other player. And I don't think, just out of dignity's sake, I think you want to just stick around as a bum just because your dad got you a job. We got a lot of people like that, but when you live your life publicly, it's not the easiest way to go out there and live. And so, did I watch this game? Hell no. I didn't have no interest in watching these young guys play. Let's see what they can grow and do. I have no idea whether or not Bronny James is going to work out in the NBA. He's a top prospect. He's not one of the top. The younger boy, the youngest boy, Bryce, he's good, but he's young. And Kyan is young, too. We got this game because it's entertainment. It's nothing crazy about it. And Carmelo Anthony, he's enjoying this time not being on the road. Carmelo is 38 years old right now. We know LeBron James, he's going to turn 38, you know, right before New Year's. But Carmelo is, he's accomplished. Carmelo Anthony, whether you love him, whether you hate him, Carmelo's going into the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest scorers the league has ever seen. We know he didn't win a championship. His last time out with the Lakers, he was dropping 13 points in 26 minutes. He has his role. Knock down threes. That's it. Knock down the J. It's not Carmelo ball. And when he did have the ball, man, he got busy. 10-time All-Star, scoring champ, 3 gold medals. People make fun of him as when he's in the Olympics, he's a whole different type of guy. It's just a shame how he's had to, you know, at least at this point, end his career. Carmelo Anthony just going from the Denver Nuggets to the New York Knicks to Oklahoma City to Houston to Portland to Los Angeles. And Carmelo Anthony on ESPN earlier this week while his son was playing, he told Malika Andrews, he says, yeah, I'm not done. I'm not trying to be done, but I'm not out of here pushing the issue.
Carmelo, today is all about Kyan, but I have to ask, what are your aspirations in terms of the NBA right now?
I want to be, you know, I love the game. I would say that. I love the game, but I realize there's a lot of things that's not in my control. So I just sit back and let it play out, and whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. And I accept that. I'm at peace with that. I'm cool. I get to watch my son play, you know, train him, be around him, come to his games. So these are the things that, you know, for a long time I haven't had a chance to do. So now I can be that father and the man that I need to be. So I'm cool, man. I would love to play. I love the game. I'm still in the gym every single day. But the opportunity presents itself, it presents itself. But it's not something that I'm pressing about it. You know, I still love it. I still love the game.
It'd be cool to see Carmelo back in. It'd be cool to see Carmelo get a championship. Because the fact is, and sure, we haven't seen him play this season. It's only been a couple of months. Carmelo Anthony can still play. He can still get points. He can still get buckets. Is he going to dominate the basketball? Hell no. Is he going to be the first option offensively? No, he's not. His sole purpose and job was to be a rebounder. His sole purpose and job is to knock down a J. But the detriment for Carmelo Anthony right now in the NBA is defense, man. Carmelo Anthony at his size and when he was younger, he could hold you down in the post a little bit. He could if he wanted to. But he was never someone who just went out there and stopped anybody. And for a guy who's 6'7", 6'8", and you think about the dexterity and the athleticism, a lot of the wings, Carmelo Anthony in that regard is a liability. And I think that's what's keeping him out of the league. I think that's what's keeping him out of the game. He was so great offensively, as most, a lot of offensive players are. That's why we got a phrase for it, two-way. Someone who can score on one end of the ball or one end of the court and then go be a defender on the other side. Like Kawhi Leonard, when he actually plays basketball, of which he's doing for now. Carmelo Anthony can ball. It would take the right scenario and situation. Unless we see a team go down with a major hole or major injury, I don't know, maybe the Sixers just want him in for a spell or two, I think we might have seen the last of Carmelo in the NBA. And if it is it for Carmelo Anthony, sure, he didn't win a championship. A lot of guys haven't won a title. But Carmelo has had one hell of a career. And for that, I appreciate him. Nice guy, cool dude, smooth. I've met him a bunch of times when he played in New York and I lived in New York. No problems with him. I'd love to see him back in, but I think he might be done. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Sanjay calling up from Corpus Christi down in Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I'm not really interested in all this Carmelo stuff. Like, no offense. I find it somewhat interesting, but I'm more interested in the Steph Curry stuff. And I feel like Steph Curry, he is the MVP for the Warriors. He has helped the Warriors so much. And I feel like nobody really looks into Steph Curry as the best player right now. So Steph being injured, that's a huge loss for the Warriors, I feel.
We talked about that last hour.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, Sanjay. Sorry, thank you for calling for Corpus Christi. Hey, Shep, did he say anything that we didn't already know?
I have a soft spot for Sanjay, but he did not say anything that you did not already elucidate in the first hour.
Yeah, we know Steph Curry is awesome, man. That's the big news.
JR, you know that.
What?
And you, it's well documented in terms of how you feel about him, but he doesn't get the best player in the world moniker and title the way that LeBron had in the past, the way that Giannis does, the way that KD does. There is a little bit of disrespect from Steph Curry.
I don't think it's a matter of disrespect. I think more recently with Steph Curry, I think it's been a matter of health. I think it's a matter of being just the sole guy. And he did that. And so I don't. It's tough in the NBA right now to really go around and we thank God we got a final score. Thursday night football, San Francisco, the Niners, they beat the Seahawks 21-13. The Seahawks were able to put another score up on the board. Doesn't do a damn thing. 49ers have gone ahead and clinched themselves a playoff spot by taking complete hold of the NFC West. So congratulations to them. As we continue on with the show, we'll definitely talk about the Niners. With these guys, as they start to go to the podium, we'll hear from the players and the coaches. The Seahawks, where are they going? Nowhere. Not a shock. They've come down to earth over the past month. And the 49ers, man, they continue to roll, man. They continue to roll. That is now 7 straight victories for the San Francisco 49ers. But to get back to the other San Francisco team or the dude who plays in San Francisco. Like, the thing with Steph Curry more recently has been the injuries. That's what it's been. And so we know who and what he is. He's the greatest and best shooter ever. If he didn't have the injuries, I don't think there'd be so much of a conversation, but he's missed chunks of time. The Warriors have been hurt in total. They haven't been competitive. You think about the best player, you typically apply it to the best team. And that's why Giannis has been in that space. But I don't think Steph has gotten disrespect.
Yeah. Jarek, by the way, very quickly, can I say something about Carmelo?
Sure.
It is a disgrace that one of the top 10 scorers in the history of the sport, an individual despite the media and the majority of the media that did their best to kick him out of the league well before his time was actually passed, he still makes the All-NBA 75 anniversary team. The fact that Vince Carter, with significantly less skill, can play in the NBA until the age of 42, and Melo does the exact same thing, and do not tell me that Vince Carter was all of a sudden turned into John Havlicek meets Sidney Moncrief. Carmelo, he was never a defender, especially when he was in his late 30s, early 40s, and he was still able to get playing time in the NBA. The fact that one of these 30 NBA teams has not taken a flyer on Carmelo Anthony, he is the most disrespected superstar, and I say superstar, of his generation. There is no excuse why he can't end his career on his terms.
Yeah. It's just that I think it comes down to defense. The other element is of what you actually want to accept. I think even in Carmelo's space, it took him some time to readjust his role. And it took time as he moved on to OKC and then had a brief spell in Houston and then did an excellent job in Portland. Like, he had to adjust from being ball dominant. And Vince Carter had no kind of choice in, quote unquote, being humble. Like, Vince Carter hung around, and he was almost more so acting as a coach role. We know Carmelo Anthony is not going to stick around in that same type of space. Can he still play? Yeah, he can on offense. I think he can still get buckets. He'd probably be busting these young guys' asses like it's nothing. But for a team concept, is Carmelo Anthony, if he had the option just to, you know, kind of sit on the bench and be a mentor, eh, no thanks. I think he'd pass. And then, yeah, Vince was an interesting scenario. I had a chance to see him here finish things up in Atlanta when he was still playing every now and then. He dunked. But different roles, man. Carmelo was not gonna babysit. And I think he's too big of a star, as big of a star Vince Carter was. I think Carmelo Anthony is bigger than him. And I think that's why he's not in the league. I hope we can see him again, Shep, but I'm with you. I'm not optimistic. And he has gotten a bad rap. And one of those reasons is came in at the same time as some guy named LeBron. And it's been tough. People early on, oh, he's not LeBron. You damn right he's not. He's a better offensive player than LeBron, you know, ever was. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Thursday night football is over. San Francisco beats Seattle 21-6. Brock Purdy, George Kittle. We got a lot of guys getting ready to talk, getting ready to speak. We're going to break down the game. We're going to take your calls. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, my daughter listens to you every night. She's got a radio next to the bed.
I don't get to listen to you often, but I'll tell you what, when I hear it, you're a gentleman. You never cut anyone off. You never back down. You're an excellent sports jock. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers because they have won the NFC West. They have clinched themselves a playoff spot. They have clinched the deciding factor of getting to the playoffs. NFC West champs. Tonight they beat the Seattle Seahawks. The final score, 21-13. They do it up in Seattle. San Francisco now has a record of 10-4. Seattle falls to 7-7. Brock Purdy did play. We know he injured his oblique earlier. Earlier this week in an ass whooping that they decided to hand down to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And Brock Purdy tonight didn't have to do a whole lot because they ravaged Seattle from start to finish. 217 yards, two touchdowns by Brock Purdy. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to the the score that opened up the game. This is courtesy of the 49ers Radio Network. This is Brock Purdy connecting with Mr. George Kittle.
Second down, 8, 49ers on the Seattle 28-yard line. Ray McLeod goes in orbit motion behind Purdy and McCaffrey. They fake it to him left. They fake McCaffrey right. They throw to Kittle over the middle. 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
A little razzle dazzle by Kyle Shanahan. He fakes a screen left, fakes a screen right, and right when Brock Purdy turned to the right, everybody went that way. Kittle right down the middle, uncovered. Perfect throw by Purdy. And then George, foot on the gas pedal, outruns everybody to the end zone.
Yeah, I think the 49ers are going to be A-okay the rest of the season. Obviously, concerns about this no-name quarterback who nobody knew a month ago, 3 weeks ago. Nobody knew the hell he was. Last dude selected in the draft. Man, the 49ers have clinched themselves a playoff spot. We're going to talk more about this game. We're going to get to your calls. We're going to hear from the coaches, the players. We're going to talk about what the 49ers may or may not look like by the time the postseason rolls around. You know, who's their biggest competition in the NFC? I got you covered. We got quite a few people on the line, varying thoughts, many opinions. Let's get to them as before we dive deeper into Thursday Night Football. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is here from Milwaukee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
Good.
Just a question here. So 49ers went out last three games. First game of the playoffs, who do you play? Do you play, if Garoppolo's ready to go, do you play Garoppolo or do you let Purdy play
no,
the first game?
No, man. You roll with who's hot, man. Don't fix it if it ain't broke. If Purdy is still going, there's no reason to rock the apple cart. He has a lot of confidence in the locker room, and I think the players understand this.
Yeah. I mean, everybody doesn't believe. I mean, Garoppolo has two rings. Granted, they're not his rings, but, you know, the way it's rolling, you got to go with, you know, Purdy on that.
This is, you know, everything in I want to say life, but it is. Life and sports, it's about momentum. It's like, how are you rolling? How's the team feeling? And if they continue on a streak and Brock Purdy is throwing the ball around and he's not turning it over, you got one hell of a backup right there in Jimmy G. And I wouldn't be surprised if Brock, if for whatever reason they're in the postseason, he starts thinking to join up and Jimmy's ankle is fine and to go back. But what are we living in, a dream world? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Anthony here from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you feeling?
Hey, man, real good. Couple things here. If, you know, I got a quick question, statement, and Carmelo Anthony you were talking about, I'd like to go back to there real quick. The one thing that changed his whole career was not getting drafted by the Pistons. And that's like one of the biggest mistakes Dumars in that era made, was not drafting him or Wade or Bosch. Because he would have like two or three championships. He'd get all that credit.
Yeah, well, I mean, tell me something from 20 years ago, though. That's true, though. I'm not disputing the fact.
Him under Rashid, Chauncey, Rip, Tayshaun.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have been a dynasty.
Well, they took Darko, and here we are.
I know, right? No doubt.
What
hey,
else you
real
got?
Quick.
Yes.
So, how you feel about the Lions?
How do I feel about them? I mean, yeah. I can tell you what they've done recently. I can tell you what they've done this season. I can tell you that it's good. Dan Campbell has a job. He's going to keep his job. And they have a lot of young players that they can continue to develop. Do I think the Lions will make the postseason? No. Would it be nice if it happened for them? Yeah, it would. But they're moving in a positive direction.
Seahawks helped them out a little.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. You're a Lions fan, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Are you expecting the Lions to go to the playoffs and do anything?
I am. I think they're on a collision course with San Fran.
Okay. What did you drink tonight?
No, nothing, man. Nothing. Okay. It's been terrible in Detroit for the last 8 years and all.
Well, I guess it's.
I think they're a little different.
No. I think they've been so terrible that you are now in a delusional state.
No. I'm a realist.
Well, no. Anthony, I have to be real with you and let you go now, okay?
Brock Purdy's good. Look it up at Iowa State. He
is good. But your opinion on the Detroit Lions is not good. They're on a collision course with the 49ers. Have you seen what the Eagles have done all season long? Like, the Lions deserve all the credit in the world for what they're doing right now. All the credit in the world. Where's the consistency? Yeah, it's right now. Nay, how they started the season. What, are they going to grow and get better and get better? Listen, if the Lions go to the Super Bowl, not even the Super Bowl, if they go take on whoever in the NFC Championship game, I don't even know. Shep, what do I do at that point? I don't even know what to say. It sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not happening.
If you have a reason to be optimistic, by all means, be optimistic. But, okay.
JR, you said it, the only collision course that's going to happen in the NFC is the team that has won 7 straight and the team that's lost 1 game all season.
We got the 49ers.
Correct.
We got the Eagles.
Correct.
And we'll see how that...
It's a foregone conclusion.
It's the most likely thing to happen.
Well,
I guess.
You see Dak finally playing well in the playoffs?
The Cowboys will find some way to screw it up.
Exactly. Who else are we talking about?
And nobody else, man.
Right.
There's nobody else. The Minnesota Vikings can't stop anybody in the air. It's tough going. So, look, be happy. Hey, all my friends in Detroit, be happy, be thrilled, but do me a favor. Don't be delusional. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matt is here from Syracuse. Go ahead, Matt, quickly.
Hey, JR, long time, first time. All I was going to say is about Carmelo. Yes, he is on the out and out, but I can't think of any other NBA player that's more tied to their national championship than Carmelo, bringing Q's there first. So I'll hang up and let you talk now.
Oh, well, thank you, Matt. There's nothing else I could say there. You're 100% accurate. What else am I going to say? National championship, at least he has that and Olympic gold medals. He doesn't have a title, and that's why the poor guy gets his ass kicked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. More talk involving the NFC, more football talk, more Thursday night football.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What you have, you can't even put a price on it, is you have a platform, and you always handle your platform with responsibility. And for that, I look up to you, and I respect you, and I appreciate you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's always something crazy when a team accomplishes like a division crown or division win or whatever the case might be, and a team throws on the hats and they throw on the t-shirts, and maybe they're not celebrating all the way, but you just go, whoa, that's interesting. And tonight the San Francisco 49ers, they're up in Seattle. They beat them down 21-13. Seattle didn't get the last score until late. This game was pretty much a chokehold, or the 49ers had a chokehold on Seattle, and they now win the NFC West. The 49ers have a record of 10-4, despite Trey Lance going down, despite Jimmy Garoppolo going down, They got a dude named Brock Purdy out there playing quarterback. He was the last dude selected in the draft. And Brock Purdy just walked off of the set for Amazon. And along with George Kittle, he's donning the championship hat. He's donning the championship tee. And I think all things considered, if you look at what this Niners defense continues to do, if you look at the offense bringing in Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, we know he's hurt. They expect to have him back in a few weeks. That if Brock Purdy can continue on like this, I think he's going to continue to put on a few additional T-shirts. It's a shock. It's a surprise. I can't think of, and it's only three games. It's three games. But I can't remember the last time that we had a quarterback just burst onto the scene like this, an unknown, and have a stretch since Kurt Warner. And yet, listen, he has a long way to go. But I don't think there's anyone that comes to mind in a similar space. Let's think about some of the other rookie QBs that were taken so far this year. Kenny Pickett. Okay, yeah, he's progressed and he's gotten better as the season has gone on. And it doesn't even appear that Kenny Pickett is going to be able to play the next game. Desmond Ridder is going to get his first chance. Malik Willis got his chance and they didn't even want him throwing the football. What else do we got for rookie QBs? And then we got a guy who was selected last. Last. This man is playing for a Super Bowl contending team, and yeah, it makes it so much more easier, doesn't it? If Kenny Pickett were here playing with the 49ers and their defense and the offensive weapons, yeah, I'm sure he'd be better. Desmond Ridder, Kenny Pickett, you could throw Malik in there. You give anybody this 49ers squad, they'd probably be better. We have no idea what Trey Lance would be running out there and doing right now.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Shoot.
If he goes deep into the NFC playoffs, if he makes an NFC title game and doesn't play them out of it, do you have a serious conversation about him being the future of this team over Trey Lance? I know Jimmy G was brought up tonight, but in terms of Trey Lance's future, how much in jeopardy is that at this point, the way Brock is playing?
I think you have to evaluate it. You absolutely have to. I don't even think the 49ers, were they going to go with it? Yes, because I think they saw what we see right now. And I heard Richard Sherman say that Brock Purdy is a system QB. Because if you can put in Jimmy Garoppolo or you can put in Purdy, the 49ers had enough confidence, despite how raw Trey Lance was when it comes to throwing the football, I guess that they were just going to just run it down everybody's throat. But if they have, like, big-time success, you have to entertain keeping him. And why not? Here's the deal. Where's he going? What are the options there? I think Purdy, you'd have to entertain keeping him. Absolutely. Would you? Or would you give him the – you don't give him the boot.
It's just tough, JR, because it's one of those – It's one of those situations. It's like the Eagles look back, and I know Wentz didn't quite regress to where he is now, but had they had gone with Foles, who knows how different Philadelphia would have been the next couple of years. It's now we know Foles would have been the better option.
What, after the fact?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because you invest in Wentz. You know, Wentz is the high draft pick. Wentz is the future. Wentz showed the glimpses, and he was better than Trey Lance ever was. But I don't see the calm, cool, and collectiveness of Trey Lance that I have seen from Brock in these last couple games.
I haven't seen enough of Trey Lance ever to make any type of conclusion. I haven't seen enough of this guy. We saw the dude. I feel like I watched him, and the next thing I know, he was on a cart. So I can't draw a judgment. Even in three games, we've seen what Purdy, what he is. I think we have an idea of what he's not. And his job right now is to babysit. His job is to keep doing what he's doing, not to turn the ball over. Joe Montana said it himself. I saw Joe Montana speaking with Newsday. He said if he continues this, he said, yes, the 49ers can win the Super Bowl. And why would I disagree? Not because it's why would I disagree with Joe Montana? I think it's a fact. If he continues playing the way he is right now, no fear, not turning the football over, keeping the 49ers in the game, the players, his teammates certainly love and appreciate what he's brought to the table. They're saying he has the biggest cojones, that he has no fear. Why can't the 49ers win? It was a massive question mark when Jimmy Garoppolo went down because you go, oh, Brock Purdy? I guess there's a reason that he was selected last in the draft. You would think so, right? Not everything works out that way. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I love what Brock Purdy's doing, JR. Don't get me wrong. But are you ready to crown his ass?
He is
the man for San Francisco?
No. Who said that?
Okay. I don't know, man. You're talking him up.
I'm talking him up because he is an unknown guy out of Iowa State who's been here and played for three games.
I agree.
He is
and
no, but
God
you know, stop. Well, stop.
God
listen to me.
Him.
No, I'm talking him up.
Him up, bro.
Well, shut up. I'm talking him up because he was the last dude selected in the draft. 99% of people have never heard of him. He's quarterbacking a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. The pressure is not eating him alive. He's thrown 6 touchdowns to 2 interceptions in these 3 games. Why wouldn't we talk him up? This is not crowning him as the future of the 49ers. That would be foolish. But to think the opportunity would not exist if he continues to play like this is something reasonable to discuss. If you don't understand that, then you might need to, I don't know, put the bottle down. Or if you're smoking something, probably put that out. You got to give credit where credit is due. And how Brock Purdy has played in only 3 games is damn good. I don't think anyone with a reasonable amount of brain cells is saying that he is automatically the future. He's the savior. Oh, he's going to deliver them to the Super Bowl. No. But he can. If he continues to play like this. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to hear from Mr. Purdy next hour. We're going to hear some of the plays, the coaches at all. Don't move here, CBS Sports Radio.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.